Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to We're Not Fucking Historians with me, Hazel Hayes.
And me, Shane Todd.
Have you heard how the lady on Apple Podcasts says we're not a fucking historian?
Does she not go for it? Oh my God.
She goes really hard on the F word.
You can tell that, like, she's never allowed to swear in her job.
Yes.
And then she's probably thought this is our show's a prank.
Yeah.
And then they've gone, listen, Gillian, really go for it here. I don't know if she's called Gillian.
No, I like to think
really
she
go for it. She really just,
yeah,
we're not fucking historians.
It's the British accent. Yeah. I think there's something in an Irish accent. It's like, ah, we're not fucking historians. She's like, we're not fucking historians. And it's so harsh and aggressive every time.
You think, like, as soon as the record was done, she just kept saying it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that happens. I like that
I
it's not
too
blanked out or whatever. Because we're all adults.
We're all adults
here.
Swear. And I hope if you're listening to this that you get to enjoy that at some point during the show. You'll hear her eventually. All right, Shane. Big topic today.
Oh, whoa. Hey, no messing about.
There's no messing about. I'm a bit nervous about this one.
Okay.
I spent like 5 hours the other day researching this.
That's 4 hours 50 more than I spent.
It felt like studying for the Leaving Cert again. I felt like being a student again. I had to cram so much information in. We're talking about Strongbow and Aoife.
Okay.
Do you know anything about these people?
I know that during my stag the Magaluf,
yeah,
I did consume quite a lot of Strongbow.
I was just glad that you went with Strongbow and not a girl called Aoife.
She was my wife.
Like, where is this going? Strongbow is a guy. Aoife was his wife. They're the original power couple. But it turns out when I tried to learn this story, it actually involves so many other fucking characters and quite just a sprawling amount of history. And some heavy shit.
Right.
In terms of the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at it again.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at it again,
oh, no.
Shane. Yeah.
When are those guys going to knock it in the head? I say knock in the head. That's what they did.
That's literally what they were doing. Yeah. And also, I realised this, we kind of did it to ourselves as well.
Yeah.
We'll set the scene. It's May 1st, 1169, which is maybe the most specific date we've had on the podcast. And I'm going to go ahead and assume that's because of the Irish ability to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
It's been nearly a millennium now.
A millennium's worth of rage, which is what the voiceover artist did for the ad for the show.
Millennium's Worth of Rage, also another good name for a slightly rock punk band.
Yeah, no, that's her album. That's the album.
Oh,
Millennium's Worth of Rage.
Jillian.
A Millennium's Worth of Rage. Out now.
Okay, so May 1st, 1169. This is when the first invasion happens. And it's all because of this guy called Dermot McMurrah.
Oh, if there's ever a man who sounds like he caused an invasion. Fucking Dermot, Jesus Christ.
He's the deposed king of Ireland, right? So basically, he was the king, one of them, got kicked out, came back. So what happens is, Banno Bay, County Wexford, he lands with a group of mercenary soldiers. The plan is to reclaim his throne. Now, this is the start of what has become known as the 800 years of oppression.
A lot of oppression, isn't it?
It's actually 852 now, but who's counting?
I like it.
So actually, just for anyone who doesn't know, the 800 years of oppression, when we say that, what we mean is basically like British rule in Ireland. This is when it started. And I'm saying that for anyone who doesn't know, especially like British kids who are not fucking taught this in school, which is crazy, but this is big stuff. It's not going to be it's not going to be the happiest episode. We're beginning the 800 years of oppression. I'm laying it out here. The producer asked me ahead of time, where are the jokes going to be? I said, I don't know. We're beginning the 800 years of oppression.
Let's look at the lighter side of 800 years of oppression.
Let's do our very fucking best, Shane, okay? Dermot's not a good lad. We do not stan. He once abducted the wife of one of his rivals, kept her for years, killed about 200 people who tried to stop him in County Kildare. He's not a cool guy. You don't go kidnapping people's wives.
Yeah.
It's just the crack.
I mean, potentially understatement of the millennium. He's not a cool guy.
Not a cool guy. So just a reminder, we've talked about this in an earlier episode, but at this time, Ireland was a divided country, right? You've got all
what?
These... Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Still, I know it's still, but it was very divided. You've got all these different kings in the different provinces. They're all vying for the position of high king. And there's constant battles to figure out, you know, to decide who's going to be crowned Ireland's next top high king.
That's a reality show.
It started it all. They're all there. So in 1166, Dermot lost one of these battles. They're all constantly battling it out. He lost one of the battles, was banished from Ireland by the then high king, Rory O'Connor. I shit you not, I'm not making these names up.
Literally a guy your dad played five-a-side with.
Rory O'Connor.
Rory O'Connor's come to pick me up. And his Volvo.
I was going to say Fiesta. We're so close. No,
he has too big a head on him for a Fiesta.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair. So Dermot gets kicked out by Rory. He runs squealing to his mate Henry II, then King of England, who's at this point in France fighting his own war against King Louis. He's also, slightly separate, but it will come up later, in a dispute with the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he just doesn't have time for Dermot's whining. Right, yeah. He's not in the mood. Dermot, oh, help me get Ireland back. No, fuck off, Dermot, right? So he then goes back to England and he asks a bunch of Norman kings back in England and they agree to go back with him to Ireland to help him get his throne back. He's promising them all land and all sorts
of shit.
And
they're all called Norman.
They're all called Norman.
Right.
Very important. So he promises 200,000 acres of land to all these
Normans. Norman 1, Norman 2.
No, how do they distinguish? Who
tall
knows?
Tall Norman. Fat Norman.
This is not that funny. P.S. Me and Shane are delirious.
It is. No, it is. It is.
For
I thought
separate
about it.
Reasons, neither of us slept very much last night.
No.
So we're a little bit delirious today. Okay, come on. We've a lot of facts. We've
okay,
a lot of facts.
Okay.
So the invasion is only 400 men, only 50 of whom were knights, and then just like a load of fucking ruffians they found on the streets. And the second invasion was even smaller, so they went like in waves. And yet they still beat the opposition. So at this point, you've got Vikings in Ireland. So the Normans were fighting the Vikings, who weren't really Vikings anymore. They're basically just Irish. They've been there so long. More Irish than the Irish themselves.
Probably had a horrible crossover accent too.
Awful. Oof. Can you imagine that Scandi Wexford?
Yeah.
Ugh, no. Nah. So they beat the Vikings that are there. The invasions are working. The ways in which they won, by the way, are bordering on fucking ludicrous. One stroke of luck, I'm not even joking, saw a stampede of cows getting in the way of the Vikings.
And I mean, so Irish in war. So cows shouldn't be talked about in war anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, but in the midst of a battle.
Yeah.
Just some cows got in the way of the Vikings. Who presumably just weren't able for it. They didn't have the infrastructure.
Gotta wait till they all fall asleep, tip them over.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Have you ever gone cow tipping?
Not recently.
Don't go cow tipping. It's not cool.
Okay.
It's not cool. So that happened. The Normans won that fight. Also, at another point, Dublin's defences were set on fire by a lightning strike. What are the chances?
I was one in, more chance to win the lottery, less chance to win the lottery.
Back then, you probably had more chance of getting hit by lightning.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably did some sort of lottery, but not as good. The prize probably weren't as good. It was probably like mead or cheese.
Yeah, like the local bingo more so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, the invasions work. Dermot gets his throne back, but he's still under threat from Tiernan O'Rourke, the King of Breffni. Tiernan, that's an all right name. I'm all right with that one.
For some reason, when you said Tiernan O'Rourke, the King of, I genuinely thought you were going to say Gossip. And for some reason, I was like, I just saw him as like the original showbiz guy. Tiernan O'Rourke, the King of Gossip.
Has he got quite a shiny suit on?
Oh, yeah. Like the first guy with the shiny...
I'm
going to
have him played by Martin Short.
Oh, that'd be great. You know, I love Martin Short.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, now I do.
I said in the WhatsApp group, his dad's originally from County Armagh. Fact. Not even my episode. Sorry.
Facts. No. I love that.
Sorry, let me pick
fucking
that
fucking love
up.
Martin Short. Okay, so Tiernan O'Rourke, the king of gossip, played by Martin Short. He's not too happy about Dermot. And so he's still under threat, right? He needs more military backup to like strengthen his position. Enter Strongbow, who apparently was never actually called that, which really fucking ruins a lot of all of this, because the whole thing is Strongbow and Aoife. He was never called Strongbow.
But he told people who was.
No, just while he was alive, never came up. His real name is Richard de Clare. He was a knight and lord of, I don't know, some fucking castle in Wales. The nickname came about years later when someone incorrectly translated a manuscript. Probably your friends, the monks.
Yeah. But they're just on edge because they're about to get sacked.
Again. Do you want to call him Richard or Strongbow? Dick?
No, call him Strongbow.
Okay. So Strongbow and King Henry were not mates.
Yeah.
It's important context. He had supported a rival of Henry's years earlier, and Henry was still quite pissed about it. So Strongbow's in the bad books ever since. He's lost a title, he's lost his land, and this is all affecting him financially, right? So when Dermot comes along saying, I need some military backup over here, he sees this as an opportunity. Strongbow agrees to help Dermot because he's been promised some land, and also, importantly, Dermot's daughter, Aoife's hand in marriage.
Score.
Lovely. If he marries Aoife, he then at some point will become heir to all of Dermot's shit, the throne included. So he's basically vying for the position of king, getting all the fucking land, getting the woman, sorted.
I love you. Like, all the shit, including the throne. Like, surely the throne's like the best bit. He's like, listen, I have about loads of albums, like CDs.
Well, presumably his record collection's in the castle. Yeah.
There's a few CDs, there's a few jackets there, and the throne. So
jam,
work away.
Couple of banjos.
Work away.
And Aoife is there, but yeah. Never mind her. So Henry's not happy. He places a ban on Strongbow leaving Wales to go to Ireland. He's still in France, but he tells the government back in England, here, don't let Strongbow leave Wales.
All right.
No one fucking does anything about this, obviously. Strongbow goes anyway, completely ignores him, goes to Ireland anyway. He leads the third invasion, which lands in Waterford in 1170 with 1,200 men.
It's a lot of men.
They've upped the game a little bit this time. Yeah. Within 2 months, he's captured the two largest cities. He's got Dublin, he's got Waterford, and he's married Aoife in Christchurch Cathedral in Waterford.
He's having a good time.
I feel like he's doing very well.
He's killing it.
Now, he is literally killing quite a lot of us, actually.
Right.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because we're rooting for Strongbow here because he's sort of the underdog, he's sort of the protagonist, but he also is fully fucking up a lot of stuff for us for another sort of 1,000 years.
Yeah, and you can sympathise with him as well because, like, you know, no disrespect to Wales, but you can't tell someone they can never leave Wales. What are they going to do? You tell them to leave Wales?
Like? Yeah. First thing you're going to do is leave Wales.
Yeah, so it feels like he has a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I suppose in that scenario, it is underplayed. I'm saying he's got a lot going on.
He's got the King of England fucking hates him. He's trying to take over Ireland. He's just got married. I'd say that's fair. He's got that on. He's a busy boy. If anything, I think Dermot's the baddie here. Strongbow's kind of just doing what he does. I mean, Dermot's the Irish guy who's gone and got the help of other dudes to invade his own country.
Cock alert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and say that. And we're going to find out what happens after the break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
People in history are either a cock or like aggressive, you know, like totally aggressive. There's not many normal fellas beating about in history.
I think there were a lot. They just didn't get written about in history.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Because who the fuck, why would you write about them?
The Normans.
Yeah, the Normans.
Down to earth guys.
The Normans were just the mid-level.
Yeah.
Neither a cook nor a prick.
No.
Just, they were all right.
Boring Normans.
Boring Normans. Welcome back. So Strongbow's just got married to Aoife. The invasion's gone well. He's starting to take over the cities in Ireland. Aoife's an interesting character. There's a lot of speculation as to whether she was a victim or a filthy traitress. I don't think they said filthy traitress back then, but point is she might have just been a pawn in all of this, but it actually seems like she was a very cunning woman. She was very well educated. She spoke several different languages. And under Breton law at the time, a man and a woman both had to consent to the marriage for it to happen. So she would have had to agree to it. She wasn't just handed over.
Mm.
In fact, at the time, she was promised to another man. So that meant that she would have had to say no to that one and yes to this one, which gave Strongbow succession rights to the throne. So it seems like she was all for it. Seems like she sort of knew what she was doing. She even, when they were married, led troops into battle on his behalf. She was known as Aoife Rua, Red Aoife, because of all the blood, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but I think as well as like everything Strongbow had going for him, his surname was De Clare, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like he might have been hot.
I think he might have been.
Strongbow?
I know.
Oh, I guarantee the guy she was going with before, lovely fella.
Yeah.
But not a looker. Like, solid guy, like,
I think,
do anything for you.
Don't quote me on this, but I think it was Tiernan's son.
Tiernan King and Gossip? I did not think he had kids.
He may have been an adopted son, we don't know. But I'm pretty sure she was like, promised to his son. So that was going to be the alliance. And
and
so now Tiernan's even more pissed off. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, you would not have wanted to hear what Tiernan would be saying about her after that.
No.
All sorts. In all the shebeens? Around Waterford with his gin?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Doesn't bear thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel bad for that guy.
Who, Tiernan?
No, the guy who she was
beforehand. Son, he probably was an all right lad.
Can you just tell me he turned out all right? Everything worked out okay for him?
Yeah, no, he's fine.
Great.
He's fine, don't worry. Still alive today, still kicking about. Works in shoebox.
Bicycle repair.
Shoebox.
He works in a shoebox.
I think what I wanted to say was Foot Locker.
Whoa, have we reached peak pensioner? Shoebox? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh my God, it's another Mick Hucknall moment. It's another Maradona moment. I can't keep doing
it. Your granny Hazel's going to get you a pair of Air Gordons and shoebox. I'll get you a pair of Nike Air Mix, come on.
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying anymore, genuinely. Okay. So in answer to your question, was Strongbow hot? Yeah.
Great.
Probably. Surname was De Clare. She's now Aoife De Clare. I'm going to go ahead and call them the original power couple.
Mm-hmm.
She's leading troops into battle for him. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's lovely awesome. Thing for your wife to do. Could you take care of this for me just for, you know, she's like, yes,
you know,
no problem.
Who wants to come home to a hot meal when you can have her leading your troops into battle?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I bet they had hot sex.
Yeah.
They definitely had some sex because they had three kids. Lovely segue, Hazel. Thank you. And she kind of trained them all into nobility. Like they had a purpose. She had a purpose in mind for all of them. They're all married off into various nobility around Europe within a few generations.
She's like, what do you call the Kardashian mom?
Yeah.
Was she called Kris?
No, that's Kris Jenner.
Oh. She's like the Kardashian mom though.
The Kardashian mom who married off.
You know, famous type people.
She was like, you know, one of those moms who sends the kid off to do pageants and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like that. So she knew what she was doing. Within a couple of generations, Strongbow and Aoife's descendants included much of the nobility of Europe. So we're talking Spain and France and all these different countries. Their kids and great-great-grandkids and all that. They're, in fact, great-great-great-grandson was Robert the Bruce, who you know from Braveheart.
There needs to be some sort of like klaxon or thing, because that's 10 out of 10 knowledge.
I know. I'm pretty happy with that fact, right? That's a great fact.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so the point is they're married. And at this point, Henry, Earl Henry, is fuming.
He seems to always, that seems to be a thing about him.
He's just quite cranky.
Yeah.
But he told Strongbow not to go, and instead he's gone, married the king's fucking daughter, and is basically ruling Ireland now.
Baller.
Absolutely.
Baller move.
Kind of on Strongbow.
Stay in Wales. Yeah, no worries. Is he still in Wales? You're not going to believe this.
Wait, and I tell you, it's Tiernan. Wait, and I tell you. Gin in his hand.
I can't say too much about it. And then he tells you everything about it.
Well, you didn't hear this from me, but he's only gone and married Aoife. So Henry now imposes trade and travel restrictions on Ireland. And he warns, and I can't say this anymore because you've made it funny. He warns every Norman warrior who didn't come home by Easter that they're going to become outlaws and lose their lands, which is a little bit like your ma trying to get you in for dinner.
Yeah. Just like banging a window through the blinds.
Yeah, if you're not back by Easter.
Are you sure it says warrior? Because I think the Normans were warriors. I think it's supposed to say warrior.
Would fit up better. Yeah. Wouldn't it match up? Yeah, so Henry's trying everything he can. There's trade and travel restrictions. He's telling the lads to come back immediately or risk losing everything.
You'd be grounded.
Be grounded. This doesn't work. He's at a loss, okay? But Henry is not the only one who's threatened by the marriage. Rory O'Connor, who we know from earlier, the then High King of Ireland, he is so angry, he kills Dermot's only son.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which is kind of a stupid fucking move, because that makes Aoife the heir.
Yeah.
And then here's a slightly suspicious thing. Dermot dies shortly after this. Strongbow asserts his right to the kingdom of Leinster. So he's now basically king of Leinster. And then Rory marches on Dublin as a result and lays siege. After 2 months of this, Strongbow is fucked. He doesn't know what to do, right? So he goes with his tail between his legs back to Henry. And he promises allegiance if Henry will come and help him out. That must have been a tough day. That must have been a tough day.
It's like having an argument with a neighbour for years and years and then you need to borrow his leaf blower.
Yeah, it's exactly.
He's always warning you about the leaves.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. And then you, all of a sudden,
you need your car won't.
Sorry, man.
Fucking leaves in the engine is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's how cars get broken. Okay. So Henry agrees because this is now beneficial to Henry.
No car's ever been broken by leaves in the engine.
No, ever, never. Henry gets his own army together. He goes over to conquer Ireland himself.
Ooh. Doing his own dirty work, not like him.
I'm going to go over there and just do it myself. Mm-hmm. And this serves two purposes. This is slightly complicated, but bear with me. He happens to be on the run at the time from the Pope. Now, I like to imagine...
The fuck's a Pope going to do?
I imagine the Pope himself literally is just coming at him with like
his little red shoes.
In his little shoes. In his little car with
his
bubble.
Yeah.
In his little bubble. Because what's happened is Henry was in that fight with the Archbishop of Canterbury we mentioned earlier. He's had him killed.
Henry killed the Archbishop of Canterbury?
Not personally, but he sent some men to kill the Archbishop. And I definitely could explain that, but I'm not going to because we don't have time. The point is, the Archbishop is dead. The Pope is not pleased.
Yeah.
So there's now a fucking price on Henry's head. So he's going to go to Ireland to A, invade, but also he's on the fucking lam.
Can I just say, like, in my head, and it's not relevant and probably not historically accurate, but in my head, when the Pope's chasing you, because
yeah.
he's raging that you've killed his mate, the yeah. Archbishop of Canterbury, I picture him running with the, you know, the Benny Hill theme music. Chasing Henry.
Yeah, nice. All over France. I love it. So in 1171, he goes from France to Ireland with 4,000 men this time.
Yeah.
And all the Normans. Who had landed there, they just surrender.
Of course they
just,
do.
They just surrender. They're
worried.
Norman warriors, they all surrender. He lets Strongbow keep his lands in Leinster. He takes Waterford, Wexford, Wicklow, Limerick, Cork, all the other major cities. He takes them all for himself. He divvies them out to his own lads. And this is the beginning of the end for Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I told you.
I've just come from there this morning and still going.
Ah, they're all right, like. They're all right.
Right.
But this is where it all starts. And it's an Irishman's fault, really.
Dermot.
Yeah, it's Dermot's fault. He's been a little prick.
Dermot should have just accepted, you're the king, all of a sudden you're not the king. That's the way the world works.
It's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, like Britney. You know, all of a sudden, you know, you've got all these hits, all of a sudden you're like the number one star, and then all of a sudden
right,
the tide turns.
Hashtag free Britney. She is free now. Well done.
Yeah. Unlike
I'm
Ireland.
Pulling that back. Unlike Ireland, yeah. Britney is free.
Invade me, baby, one more time.
Oops, the Brits did it again. Okay. Okay, we're back.
We're English, back. AKA Britney's dad.
The point is, Henry wasn't going to fucking invade us. There were no plans. This all got started because all of this infighting and we couldn't just fix things among ourselves. It's like you're fighting with your brother and it's fine, you're dealing with it. And then he goes, ma'am, and gets her involved. It's like, you don't need to involve her.
It's like you have an argument with your brother over the remote and he goes to the local maximum security prison and gets a full murderer to come over to the house.
It's more like that. It is more like that, yeah. Maximum security prison. He goes down to Kilmainham and he fucking lets loose some absolute nutter to come fucking unleash hell on you.
Your 8-year-old sitting on the sofa. Oh shit.
Fucked. So this is it. Henry brings about reforms in the Catholic Church. He brings them into line with the Catholic Church in Rome, which includes them paying Rome money.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of that. So the Pope lets him off. That's enough. That's fine. He sorted that out. And before this, Ireland was a slave state. Boo. Dublin was one of the largest slave markets in Europe. I didn't know that. Not cool, Ireland.
No.
Not cool.
No.
So Henry changes it so that, he's a fucking tricksy one. Henry changes it so that slaves are all released and they become serfs, which sounds nice.
Serfs up.
Sounds lovely, but actually, slaves have to be taken care of. Like, when you have a slave, you have to feed them and put a roof over their head and look after them to a degree. And serfs are expected to fend for themselves. They also have to farm the land and give most of their produce to their lord. So slavery, basically. And that's we're going to learn at some point down the line when we tackle the famine. That's
mutton
how that came
mutton dressed about. As lamb.
Mutton dressed as fucking lamb was Henry. Exactly. Exactly. That's what Tiernan said about him. G&T. Mutton dressed fucking lamb. That's what Tiernan said about him. So the Catholic Church in Ireland, now under Henry's control, announced that the Norman invasion has been Ireland's punishment for being a big filthy bunch of slavers.
Oh, fuck off.
They say, oh, yous were all slavers and that's why you got invaded. Bollocks. And then, I mean, you know, when asked to respond to the accusations that serfdom was basically slavery, the church declined to comment on that one. So we don't have the church's take on that. So now Henry's in Ireland, giving all his land to his English mates. Strongbow keeps his land until he dies in 1776.
The 70s? God.
He died in the 70s. He was looking well, Pair of bell bottoms. Aoife negotiated with Henry to hold her dower and lordship rights. So she basically sort of keeps all her stuff until the day she dies too. And her daughter Isabel remains under Henry's protection and is married to the dude that Henry gave Strongbow's land to. So effectively, Henry gave Strongbow's land to some guy, but then Aoife's daughter married him. So she basically gets all her parents' stuff back.
Loophole.
Slight loophole, yeah.
Like that.
And this is how it all kind of begins. This is now British rule in Ireland. We've got them set up in Dublin and they start to expand.
And that definitely repeats itself of like someone's annoyed about something that happens, so they go away to get someone, and then that brings more trouble, because that happens in 9 out of the 10 episodes we do.
We keep seeing that again and again.
No,
and again.
No one can just take it on the chin.
No, that's our problem.
You need to okay, I accept this is shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll just go into the background here. No one does that.
No.
They all go and tell.
Go running. That's the problem. Getting help from the fucking Brits.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I know.
I small anecdote, I played Strongbow in a play in school.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I had a red cape and a little brooch.
What was the play?
It was like
an in. Were you guys doing like independent plays? It wasn't like a well-known play, because we did like Grease.
Right. No. It
and
was
you
like
were playing
in,
Strongbow in
history class. We put on a little play of Strongbow and Aoife.
No.
I'm not saying we sold fucking tickets to this thing, Shane.
Did the school officially put on a play, or did you ask the teacher if you could do a one-woman spectacular?
Difficult to say. It was like Fleabag, but Strongbow.
Yeah.
I played Dermot, I played Aoife, I played Tiernan, Henry, all the Normans.
Now, all the other kids had gone for lunch at this point, but you did that?
Yes, I did.
And that was a good day.
No, I had a great day.
I was never in a school play. I wanted to play Oliver once, but the teacher put her son in it. He got the title role.
I fucking used to hate when the teachers did that. They did that with a girl in my class as well.
Well, you know what we should have done? We should have gone to a different school. Oh, yeah. It's a bit extreme. Bring over.
We should have gone and got Queen Lizzie to come over and tell them what's what. That's what we should
She comes
done.
Over, she's like, you can keep your part in the play, but every other part's going to be played by my mates. And then we kind of own the school.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
See, as I said, that's sort of us dipping our toe into the big stuff.
But that's what started.
I know. And obviously there was stuff before that, like you can keep going back and back and back further and further and further. There's always going to be, I mean, at this point, like Paddy's already brought Christianity and.
But that's, I wonder if that hadn't happened, was it inevitable that the British would rule Ireland for so long?
They sort of went and ruled everybody else. So it stands to reason. But the thing of it was they weren't that interested in Ireland. We were just a sort of small island next door. Like when you think about the sprawling British Empire, I just don't know that we were that interesting.
But then could it be argued that we got some cool stuff out of it? Like, are we a wee bit like Tenerife? In that, you know, we part of Spain, Canary Islands. And before pre-tourism, Tenerife was probably like your quintessential Spanish little island.
Yeah.
You know, slightly slow pace of life, but that's the way the locals like it.
Yeah.
You know, good weather, you know, they've got their ways.
Where are you going?
And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
the Brits arrive. They go, we're putting a Red Lion pub here. We're putting a spa here. All that sort of thing. Are there some people in Tenerife, some locals going, nah.
The economy's done well out of
saying,
it.
Saying, what's Spanish for good?
Bueno.
Saying bueno. And maybe there's some saying, no bueno. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think no bueno means no good.
No bueno. Yeah, it does.
I think recently someone told me that that's actually quite embarrassing because it's not no the literal bueno. Translation. It's, okay, look, the point is, yeah. I mean, I guess we're a bit like Tenerife.
Yeah.
Of course there's benefits too. I mean, you can't stand here and be like, I can't guarantee it would have been better. If this hadn't happened,
we probably wouldn't have had like ASOS wouldn't be delivering here or anything like that.
They probably wouldn't be delivering.
Yeah.
But we also wouldn't have Wetherspoons taking over every good fucking pub. So
oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's difficult. We got the English language out of it, which has good and bad bits. I mean, the Irish language is dead, and that's really, well, it's not dead, but it's very much dying. And that's really, really sad. And a lot of the culture and traditions are dying. But, you know, we can communicate with the rest of the world in terms of business and academia.
I mean, I'm not saying it's good that all this happened. Yeah. Like, obviously,
are we saying silver lining?
I'm just saying, isn't it mad to think of what it would have been like if it hadn't have happened?
Well, I think we'd still be speaking Gaelic for a start.
But do you think it like this with the Pope getting annoyed and Henry coming? Do you think that might have just happened like a year after this? If it wasn't
no.
Oh.
I really think Henry was pretty dead set against imagine being like, I'm tired, I don't really want to go invade Ireland today.
Yeah.
He'd a lot on.
Yeah.
He was already fighting France. I don't think he really needed to go lead an invasion into Ireland.
But we've almost done it, or it's like, okay, blame the Brits for a lot of stuff, but blame Dermot?
Yeah. He's quite responsible, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's so us.
It's embarrassing.
That it's like our own guy who went over there.
Yeah. It's like that time, do you remember they scored the own goal and that, I can't remember
Thierry Henry's handball?
The fucking handball. Don't talk to me about the handball. No, there was another one where we scored an own goal, but it feels like an own goal in a really important final is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, that's on us.
Yeah.
Can't Dermot, even blame them.
Thierry Henry's handball is the embodiment of yes. Dermot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wee bit like Tenerife.
And with that, I think we'll wrap up this episode.
I think one person in the comments will go, Shane actually had a great point about Tenerife that he delivered terribly.
I hope to read that comment.
It'll be from me.
It'll be from one of your other accounts.
But there was some 10 out of 10 facts in it.
Thank you. I really tried my best. I hope that I've done our history proud in this episode.
Yeah. Sorry guys what I said about Tenerife thing. I think I had a point in my head.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was like, what would Tenerife be like if it wasn't for the Brits?
Stop saying Tenerife. That's We're Not Fucking Historians with me, Hazel House.
And me, Shane Todd.
Please rate and review. If you liked it, leave a little like. If you didn't, maybe say nothing.
Yep. Tell your friends wherever you live in the world. If you live in Ireland, if you live in the States, if you live in Tenerife.
Fucking hell. Sure, do
No
that.
Bueno?
No bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. And yeah, you can find us on socials. Shane Todd Comedy. Shane Todd, I'm the Hazel Hayes. And that's it for this week. We'll see you next Tuesday. And remember, until then,
we're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.